We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code KATE.
In a world where you can be anything, be someone who doesn't repeat media sound bites. The show starts now.
What Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service. I'm Kate Daly, your host. So happy to have you listening. I play that because I just know that there are going to be progressive liberals that tune in, that are doing, you know, sort of the got to find a show on the dial. And I know when they hear that, they're going to be like, ah, stop. I do it just to grate on their nerves, because I think anybody talking about the nativity at this time of year really grates on these people's nerves, and it's really sad because it is tis the season, it is the event that we're all celebrating, and I love to play those kinds of clips. I think they're amazing, and I welcome you to the show. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. They're located on the bottom of the homepage, and you can share and listen, and I'm telling you, we have a lot of work to do, people, because we have so much going on today. I can't wait to get to it all. In fact, I've got Melissa Smith joining me, who joins me every Wednesday at this time. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Well, thank you, Kate.
You bet.
How are you?
You bet. You know, it's strange. I was going to say I'm strange, but we already all know that. I'm feeling a lot like you, probably others. I don't know which is this year. We should just call it the big lie. We're so riddled with fabrication and lying and disloyalty and horrible stuff going on. And there's a lot of goodness in men, and there's a lot of goodness. And when I say men, I mean mankind. There's a lot of goodness too. And I'm always recognizing that, or at least trying to be hopeful. But it's been a tough year for the lying. And that part has probably gotten me the most. And I've had a tough time with it this year because I didn't expect so much of it all at one time and in so many different angles. It's kind of like in the beginning of that Peanuts clip, doesn't anybody know the meaning of Christmas? I feel like going, doesn't anyone see the fraud? Is everybody just blind or head in the sand? Doesn't everyone see the COVID fraud? And there's, before we get to sort of the election fraud, and by the way, those states are still in play. They haven't been called yet. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Two things I want to mention that are going on with COVID that should open your eyes. Number one, we've talked a lot about ecclesiastical leaders not even being asked to give blessings on the sick. Nobody is being asked to do any of that. That's how much people are not dying in America left and right, is because we don't even have any of that going on. And people get surprised when they hear that. I think that's kind of like a shock to the system a little bit, like, oh, you mean that's everywhere? Because we have the anomaly effect. The anomaly effect is this. This is what I've encountered, but everybody else must be what the media is saying. So me, I had COVID and I got through it just fine. It was a common cold, but everybody else must be dying, this sort of mentality. And then the other thing is this, pharmacists saying, we're not even dispensing Tamiflu. And one of the major salesmen to a pharmacist over 75 different chains said they're not even selling any Tamiflu in flu season, which is right now. Have that register. We're not selling Tamiflu to anyone. No one's buying it. Why? Because everyone has COVID. It's all COVID.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle. We've eradicated the flu and no one knows why. Well, I'll tell you, it's the COVID lie. So anyway, I just wanted to mention those two things just to kind of get the wheels turning. But Melissa, I know for you, how have you been feeling about this year's election in particular and what the fallout today?
I'm not sure I can say on radio what I feel.
I know, I'm with you. And I woke up to the news of all the sellouts. And I think right now it's really easy to see who's either on the payroll or who has dirt on them, because they are coming out left and right on the right, on our right, on the Republican side, pretending that potato head Biden Beijing didn't just steal the election. He didn't even campaign for 2 seconds. And we're supposed to believe that he couldn't finish a sentence nor get 5 people in front of him. And he got this with 80 million votes. There's no way. And everyone, this is so obvious that there's no way anyone could tell me that this wasn't riddled with fraud. I'm sorry. So,
well, on the one hand, we have people petitioning Nancy Pelosi not to seat any congressional person who in the House who has not proclaimed Biden the winner. Now, talk about disenfranchising people. There
well,
you go.
Talk
That's
about
a perfect
heavy,
example.
Heavy-handed, shove this down your throat every 5 seconds. See, he's the president. See, he's the president. They're so hard trying to convince us.
That's straight up blatant disenfranchisement.
Yes.
We're going to take the people who were duly elected by the people, the citizens of their districts,
right,
and we're not going to seat them because they disagree with us. While they're screaming that the very thing, you're disenfranchised. If you don't recognize the vote was secure and wonderful and full of rainbows and lollipops, you are denying people their vote.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
who
gosh.
Am I denying? Dead people their vote?
Yeah,
people
pretty
who
much.
Voted 3 and 4 times, I'm denying their vote? What? I almost said a bad thing there.
Yeah. See, so it's getting to the point of I'm nauseous. I'm nauseous.
Right.
I see. Of course, I expect Romney to do this. Of course, there are expectations that I see a lot of the right turning their back on all this fraud. And I'm talking about fraud. I'm not even talking about Trump right now. I'm just talking about the fraudulent activity that just took place to put somebody at the helm. Okay. If they're not willing to call that out, but they come back to you with hand over the heart, waving the American flag and telling you how much they love this country, can people ever have faith in any of these people anymore if they're not willing to call this out because it was this blatant? The fraud?
Yeah. So on one side, we have Pelosi doing her thing.
Uh-huh.
On the other side, we have people like Mitch McConnell, who theoretically is a leader.
Mm-hmm.
He is the House... Oh, no, excuse me. I misspoke.
The Senate.
He is the Senate Majority Leader.
Right.
He's the most powerful senator, the most powerful Republican senator in the Senate, and he's ready to work with Biden. Congratulations, Mr. President-elect.
Yeah.
Now,
I
pulled a little story that people might be interested in hearing about Mr. McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from July 26th of 2019 and was reported in Newsweek magazine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch McConnell squashed 2 bills intended to ensure voting security on Thursday. Did you remember that one?
No.
And you know what they wanted to do? Wow. Here's the crazy part, right?
Uh-huh.
What they wanted to do was they wanted to have voting machines that there was some question in July of 2019 mm-hmm. about all electronic machines that had no paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to make sure there was a paper trail being left behind. No more of this optical scanner stuff where your vote just goes out into the mm-hmm. great electronic vastness of wherever
right.
that is.
Right.
That was one of the things. And jeez. Yeah.
Go ahead.
They also wanted legislation that mandated that any political figure that was approached by a foreign entity to interfere in the election had to report it. And Mitch McConnell squashed both of those. Why would that be? I'm having a hard time figuring that out.
Well, let me give you this. Here is McConnell actually admitting that Trump didn't stay on script and he didn't like it. 24 seconds. Here we go.
Another thing I'd like to see him do is get on script. And I think there's a certain threshold of credibility that needs to be met. I was with him in the green room when he went to the NRA convention in Louisville a couple of weeks ago. And I said, hey, Donald, have you got a script? Pulled it out of his pocket. I said, are you going to use it? He said, I hate the script. It's boring. I said, put me down in favor of boring.
All right. So... if people haven't figured out who Mitch McConnell is yet, I sure hope they do now. I mean, one would hope, right?
Well, you know, this is the big show.
Mm-hmm.
This is government by entertainment.
Yeah.
Because Mitch McConnell would not support that legislation on voter reform.
Yeah.
Because Chuck Schumer proposed it. Now the shoes are all on the other feet, aren't they?
Yeah. And sadly enough, even with Schumer's bill, see, it doesn't even have to be foreign anymore. It just comes from within the United States. Honestly, it is amazing that a bill even had to come forth to even say those things, and not like it should, because you know what I mean? That should be expected. People would think that, you know, it'd be treasonous to sit on information like that, which it is. But here we are with all of these bought and sold congressmen, senators. Mo Brooks is the only one so far really standing up for the president. Him and Louie Gohmert, who are from the House, who are both like, hey, you know what? We want to see this to the end. We want to make sure that we can uncover this fraud. That's it. That's all we've got.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing.
They're so out of touch.
And maybe Rand.
The people of the country.
Yes.
Well, wait, before I let Mitch McConnell go on his voting, his blocking this voting thing, I think it's really important for us to know that lobbyist David Cohen, who works on behalf of Dominion Voting System, donated $2,000 to Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Wild, who also works for Dominion, donated $1,000.
Yeah.
February and March, two other people who worked for a different election system called Election Systems and Software donated $1,000.
ESS, yep. Well known for, it's all part of the same system, and a lot of people don't realize that. We've been talking about GEMS system. GEMS turned into all of this. They just keep swapping out the names is what they're doing, so that they don't think people will notice the fraud attached to our voting that's in about every state. So there you go. Be right back with Melissa. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Without you, I'll be so blue. Just thinking about you.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, boy, on a Wednesday. Dad's Day. I've got Melissa with me because, of course, it's Wednesday. Wednesday is Melissa and Susan Day, and I love it. And you're halfway through your week. In fact, Christmas is just, my gosh, it's next week. It's insane how quick this rolled around this whole year. I feel like we just lost a year of our lives, and the whole thing was fabrication of insanity. I feel like I'm living in an insane world. So here's your daily affirmation. You're not insane. You're not insane. You're not crazy. Nope. No one's dying around you in droves, dropping to the floor left and right, because that's what would happen in a plague. The average age of death is 78, and the average age of COVID death, again, is 78. Wow, what a coincidence. And, of course, Potato Head Biden Beijing absolutely 100% never campaigned, stole the election. It's kind of like watching the mafia just go ahead and set up shop right inside the White House, and no one's doing a thing about it. This is where we land today. And here's the deal. And the New American Magazine was one of the only ones I found that actually printed this. Those Electoral College votes from Monday are sealed until January 6th. We don't know what they are. How did everybody come to the conclusion? Why did so many on the right concede and go, oh, yes, now we know he's the president because of the Electoral College? Am I living in an insane world? Because I know that that's sealed until January 6th. So there's no way they could have known that. And so this is crazy.
Kate, I believe Epoch Times is also
reporting
that.
Epoch Times and New American Magazine. There's a few, and it's sad because there's only a few that are reminding people daily, like the Epoch Times. I love the Epoch Times daily that's the case. Otherwise, they're just saying, well, we found out Monday night that President-elect Biden is the new president. I'm sorry, how? They made it up. There's nothing solidifying that. Six states still have not been called because of the lawsuits going on. It's crazy. Are we living in an insane world? Are we the only ones that are seeing the same
part of this? We're living inside a really badly written Twilight Zone episode.
We must be. In fact, let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Melissa and myself. Go right ahead.
I don't know what to tell you other than I feel like I've gone insane every single day.
Thank you. I'm with you. I feel like we need a daily affirmation. No, you're not nuts. No, you're not crazy. Yes, you know the truth. And it's getting crazy and more crazy. The more the media jumps on this bandwagon, I'm just floored that people can't figure it out.
Can we start calling them the Ministry of Truth now? Kate, I don't want to call them the media anymore. They're just the Ministry of Truth. Can we call them that?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. If we're going to live 1984, let's really get the terms all right.
Right.
Because that's what this is. This is 1984. Yeah. We're going to alter the history. We're going to alter the truth.
Yep.
We're going to rewrite things so that things disappear.
Yeah.
And we're going to not allow people to have any freedom of expression.
Yeah. And even those that I know the Constitution, even like Senator Mike Lee, who I've had on my show multiple times in the past, isn't even alluding to the fact that those votes are sealed until January 6th. Everybody's jumping on this bandwagon to join in on this fraud. So I don't know. I don't know what's worse sometimes, the COVID fraud or the election fraud, because both are just completely obvious to me, and I can't imagine. I'm walking around going, I'm sorry, does anyone else see this? Kind of like the little Peanuts character. Doesn't anybody know the story of Christmas?
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what.
What?
We have become a whole nation of armchair quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We're really, really good at saying what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They need to just whatever. What is it that they, and they is people in some other place, in some other country, what congressmen need to do or what, whoever. Mm-hmm. We need to quit talking about what they need to do and start talking about what I need to do.
Yeah,
what
I need to do? I totally agree with that. The only thing I was going to say was, you know, in 2016, they actually faked a crowd for Hillary. They actually provided a green screen. They actually faked the fact that people were coming to see her. They didn't even do that this time. So what worries me the most is that not only is this such blatant fraud, but what are they going to do next? Because they seem to be getting away with now anything they want right out in the open. It used to be hidden a little bit more. You'd have to bring it up and then you'd be called a conspiracy theorist. Okay, not anymore. It's just right out in front of us. And so, like you said, we're so 1984. We have so grasped that book as a manual.
Their momentum has hit critical mass.
Mm-hmm.
This is a snowball running down a hill, and there's no way to stop it now.
I don't know.
I think
we might still see some surprises January 6th. I really do. I think we might see something.
But when I say it's a snowball running downhill and there's no way to stop it, even if there is a New Year's miracle and January 6th comes, and for some amazing, you know, Hail Mary pass, Trump is elected. I think that doesn't mean we're out of danger at all.
No, it doesn't.
I think I think we're going to see Antifa in the streets. We're going to see BLM in the streets in ways we have not, because the country is so heavily polarized that if this falls, we're just sitting on the razor's edge right now, waiting to see which way we're going to go. Which way are we going to fall towards, you know, I hate to call it right and left. Right. Are we going to go down the BLM Antifa riot or are we going to go down the Proud Boy riot route? Which way is it going to go?
No,
I don't know. I'm with you. I can't tell right now.
I can't either. And I think actually, and really that's why I keep saying it's not even about Trump as much as it's about calling out criminally fraudulent goings on in this country to the extent that can't be ignored because it's so far out there, blatantly, done. But, you know, I actually think Trump was actually surprised that the people seeing all this happen, seeing that these states stopped the vote counting, who called for that? Who called for the pause in the system for them to stop counting votes? You know, all of this stuff going on. And I think he's wondering why so many people are fine with going along with the fraud, and also why the American people aren't speaking up more than they are. And yes, we've had some rallies, and yes, there's been some things as showings of people. In fact, this is why I think they don't put Biden out in the real normal public of America. He'd be booed. No, you would see this overwhelming, look of stench coming from the American people if he showed up on a baseball field or showed up on a field, football field like Trump did. Because when Trump showed up, the whole audience erupted. You would see the booing. You would see a manifestation of where people are at with this, but they're not being more vocal than that. And that worries me that they're this quiet.
I am a little frustrated with some of the people in my circle who we're waiting for the moment when we all go to Washington and have a huge rally and we circle the city and I'm like, we've done that.
Right.
We've done that. The solution is not in Washington anymore.
Nope.
We need to activate in massive numbers in every city in the nation and not even in cities, in every town, in every county. We need to become visible and vocal. And I believe the word is ungovernable.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know that I'm spouting that's kind of hardcore revolutionary talk, but really think about our founding fathers in the revolution. What did they do?
Mm-hmm.
Did they sit back and go, well, you know,
peace, Melissa. And so for the nation to have some peace, let's just go along with the lie. I mean, we've had a horrible year, so maybe we should all just, I don't know, pretend that all that fraud didn't happen so we can have some unity. Do you know, I've been hearing this and it sickens me that people would feel like that.
We need some symbolic resistance. We need it. And I hate to say that. Uh-huh. I mean, we've already done the Tea Party thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was part of that movement and I saw how that worked. But we need to have people who are, and I think at this last rally, they pulled a BLM banner off of a building and lit it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's still civil war. We need resistance against the government. Call light up. Freaking Mitch McConnell, by the way, I tried to call him today. He has turned his phones off. Why do you think he's turned his phones off?
So why does it not shock me?
Him, write him a freaking snail mail letter, put a stamp on it, and give the post office something to do.
Right.
Let's light him up. He needs to squirm and feel the heat. If you have one of the turncoat senators that you can light them up,
and they're everywhere. It won't be hard to find them.
You know, somebody needs to be lighting Romney up. You know,
I'm
sure I don't have, and believe it or not, I'm reading this stuff about Mitch McConnell today. You know what came into my email today?
What's that?
An appeal from Mitch McConnell for me to give money.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the horrors of Washington.
No, we don't. Yeah. No.
Hey,
you need to
throw some money
at American people.
Throw some money at it, Melissa, because that'll help us, because these people, all they know how to do on the left and on the right is raise money for their parties. And the parties are picking these nimrods, these people that are bought and sold from day one in office. My own congressmen, my own senators included. You know what? It's sickening. And I know everyone listening, no matter where you live, knows what I'm talking about, because it's everywhere. That you can, I mean, honestly, look at all the governors and then look at South Dakota and look at Florida. That's two of the entire country. Look where we are right now. You can't find anyone in politics that's going to solve this. And you're right about going closer to home to just say, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do in my own community? How can I have some sanity in my own community? I'm not talking civil war. I'm talking, what can we do to help people fight all this? One thing is in the court system. I know that. And I've talked a lot about that on the air, but I don't know. I'm at a loss besides for that.
We need the Liberty Tree again.
Mm.
We need to build networks of patriots who are not having, you know, that who are doing the right things. We need to start with pressuring our local communities. I've got in my town, there's a mayoral race and we've got an awful Democrat. Who wants to run against a really awful Republican who's run multiple times and gets nowhere. He's an also ran Republican. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
so they're the same.
I think I'm going to start asking around, who's a better candidate that we can put forward?
Yep.
And
yep.
I'm not going to work through the party system.
Please. If we could just start giving money, do not give these whores in D.C. more money. Let's give money to legal groups that'll help businesses fight. Because 48%, yes. This came out on Lou Rockwell, 48% of businesses think they're going to be shut down permanently. 48, that's almost 50% of our small business owners out there in America. That's a huge number. And rightfully so, they have that fear. And that fear, it comes from going through this year and understanding that government, they think that they can do whatever they want to the people. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think we should give money to legal causes, legally help people out. The people, the patriots that will be thrown in jail, the people that are the businesses that are have the government overreach. This is who we've got to help. I can't imagine giving $10 to those people in Washington. Can you?
No, I won't.
Yeah. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Melissa Smith when I come back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
No crib for a bed. The stars in the sky look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay.
I love it. Little Anne Murray for you. That's a throwback. Throwback voice. I love Anne Marie's voice. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Of course, that's the supplement I'm always talking about because it's the only one I would buy. In fact, when I did my homework, it was so head and shoulders above the other supplements out there that I couldn't believe they were putting all of that into one product for such a great price. And you can get 35% off of that great price and free shipping. And all you have to do is put my name. into the promo code. And so when you get to the website, balanceofnature.com, a box will come up where you can put my name in there and assure that you're getting that 35% off and free shipping. Do it. Get it ordered, because I'm telling you what a great gift idea this is. And the person will know you care about them because you're trying to help them with getting nutrients into that body of theirs. I know that our food supply does not give us enough nutrients. So please, by all means, make sure that you get Balance of Nature. I cannot speak highly enough about this product. It is that good. It is that, I mean, it's just, it's certified. It's amazing. It has third-party checkers that check all the fruit and the produce, chemical-free, pesticide-free. It's awesome. Make sure you're getting this. 31 fruits and vegetables a day. Put in the code KATE, though, K-A-T-E, in order to get that. Melissa, welcome back to the show. You know, I know people out there, I know you think you must be the one crazy one in the bunch, because everybody's saying, well, move on and just give the election to Biden. And the sad part about that is that they've done their job, haven't they? The media. When the media can sit there and convince you of a lie long enough that people are actually like, okay, well, just concede, throw up your arms and just give it to him. How sad. How sad. Are we actually Americans? Last time I checked, I thought we were. We sure don't act like it. And you know, people that are screaming about Trump being a fascist and Trump being this and Trump being that, you know what? If he were all those things, he'd own the media. He doesn't own the media. That's how they're able to get away with this lie. So remember that, because that would be the definition of fascist. He would actually own the media, because the media would do whatever he wanted them to do and say whatever he wanted them to say. And clearly, that's not the case in America.
I think you just hit the nail on the head. The media is fascist.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, whose message are they only allowing through?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
It is not Trump.
And no.
So, you know, when you ask, are we Americans? I'm kind of beginning to take an interest in a group called Stop the Steal.
Mm-hmm.
Because they seem to be, they maybe have, I don't know, maybe the COVID vaccine will help get rid of their backbones, too. But what they're saying is they're calling on at least one senator to join Mo Brooks in protesting the fraud.
Now, the one that's bellying up to the bar for that would be Georgia. If she gets in, the Republican gets it, then she would be, she said that she could be that person. Interesting. Campaign promise, maybe.
I'd like to know where's Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
I have a feeling, I just came across very briefly this afternoon an article, and I didn't have time to really get into it or look at it. But I have a feeling Rand Paul is ramping up, too.
Okay, good. You know,
and if
I don't,
anybody has a backbone and the experience of standing on his principles, I think Rand Paul has done it more consistently than a lot of the
I actually
ones.
Trust Rand. I don't trust Ted Cruz. I know people think, oh, Kate, you're crazy. And I know a lot of people out there wanted him for president initially. I don't trust him, just like I don't trust Lindsey Graham. I probably trust Lindsey Graham less than Ted Cruz, but I don't trust Ted Cruz. I don't
trust Lindsey Graham at all.
It's like the same. It's on the same page as Newt Gingrich. I don't trust Newt at all. And he's played both sides of the fence for so many decades with politics. It's just kind of amazing to watch his career. And so all these people like Christie coming out and just throwing the whole election under the bus and saying, oh, yes, there's not enough fraud. I mean, you know what? Right now is such a culling of watching all of those that are owned by the deep state, all of those people that are owned and beholden to other people who can't stand on their own, who won't stand on their own, I should say. This is when you get to see it. We actually get to see who's who. It's kind of fun.
Trump made a promise.
Trump made
a promise that he was going to expose the swamp. He said he was going to drain the swamp, and I don't know that he's been able to drain the swamp.
No, you'd have to drain the media first before you could ever drain the swamp, because that's who covers.
I think it's much deeper and bigger and broader than he thought it was, than any of us thought. I think a lot of us are out here in shell shock, like, what happened to my country? I woke up in the United States, and I went to bed in communist China.
Yeah.
What the heck happened? That's why I kind of like Stop the Steal. They are promising that they are going to primary each and every one of the people in Congress that have not supported Trump.
Interesting.
And if they really mean it, and, you know, right now we have a unique opportunity. There's a lot of engagement. There's a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of energy riding high. How long can we sustain it? That's the question.
Yeah.
When after Inauguration Day, which is going to be a virtual event, because I think Joe Biden is tremendously afraid that the crowd there booing and holding Trump signs would be larger than any crowd he could marshal.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for him to get a crowd. I mean, oh my gosh.
Nobody wants to do it. People will be compelled to be there. But whatever.
Yeah.
But how long after the new normal is going to set in after January, whatever the date is, 21st or 20th, are we all just going to go back to work because our businesses are threatened? Have we forgotten that a republic takes sacrifice and virtue?
Yeah.
And I think we have. I've thought about this. I've talked to my family about this for a long time. Sacrifice is almost an unheard of word in our vocabulary anymore as Americans. We do not have families that will sacrifice. They won't pull their kids out of public schools. We don't have parents that are willing to be an at-home parent with their kids. There's a lot of, you know, to raise the bar here, we're going to have to embrace sacrifice.
Yeah,
I don't want to do it any more than anybody else does.
I know.
But and I'm talking to myself as well as everybody else.
Well, it's kind of like
going to have to embrace it.
We look at it like life is hard enough without more that we have to contend with and deal with. And putting out this COVID thing on us, this lie, this fraud, and trying to survive that, just survive it so you can pay your mortgage or pay your car payments or whatever the case may be in America right now. And this is why I think people just feel kind of gutted. And I don't see them fighting hard for the election fraud because people are just feeling they're exhausted. And I understand, but at the same time, we don't have a country. I mean, honestly, we don't realize everything that's at stake right now.
Well, as they've peeled all of us off into our own little corners of the street or the apartment, we all are insulated and isolated. That is the most damaging thing. My son the other day said, you know, this whole thing, the root of all of this, the root of the election fraud, the root of everything is COVID. If it wasn't for COVID, they would not have had an excuse for mail-in ballots. If it wasn't for COVID, COVID has prevented us from gathering together as families. It's prevented us from gathering together as a faith community. It's prevented us from gathering together as a political community.
Yep.
We can't get together and talk about what do we do? How do we support each other?
Yeah.
So what is the solution, the first step? And everybody can do this. Don't let them isolate us anymore.
Right.
Break the isolation.
And yeah, you're right. And here's the deal. Let's say we're right and that gut feeling prevails and Trump stays in. And now everyone's going to have a little bit of a sigh of relief knowing that if you try to steal the election, that somebody will fight and work against it, which would be a good thing. That would actually be a great thing. I can't imagine a bigger blessing for that. Yet. What would we see as a fallout? We would see all of the rioting. We would see then those people in office trying to get rid of the Electoral College and blame the Electoral College.
Oh, yeah.
We would see people that would actually start trusting in the vaccine because they would think, oh, okay, well, we're in the clear. And so, you know, we'll go ahead and take something into our body that's just disgusting and just, I think, evil. And all of these other things, we have a whole different set of issues. So either way we go, we've got a different set of issues. How do we shore ourselves up right now and over this holiday season to deal with this next year? Because it is. It's going to be either way we go, it's going to be a big, big thing. I mean, I really think, how are we going to do it?
You know, this is going to sound so ridiculous, what I'm about ready to say. But I think back on The Grinch That Stole Christmas. And all the Whos down in Whoville realized that the Grinch could take all their stuff. And it was what was in their hearts.
Yeah.
And the connections they had with each other that mattered.
Right.
When we return to being those people, we will have broken a big part of the code. So what can you do this Christmas? You can reconnect with the people that are the most important to you and build. The way I think about it in my house is build my network. I've talked to my kids and my husband about it, and we are all in on this. We are going to fortify our home. Mm-hmm. We're going to fortify ourselves. We're going to establish goals for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to build our network. Those are our goals right now.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens, those remain our goals. If they lock us in our houses again, we're still going to work those goals. So we're going to live beyond the government.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. Mm-hmm.
The government does not dictate who I am and who I know and the relationships that I have.
Mm.
They can limit my physical ability to move, but they cannot limit my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
we just, trust me when I tell you, I'm preaching to myself as much as anybody else. I am weak-kneed sometimes in this too.
Mm-hmm.
We have, my whole family, we all have moved through this at different times. Sometimes it's one of my sons that's just distraught. It's over. We can't do anything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's me. Sometimes it's my husband.
Right.
But we pick each other up and we move. We take the next step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to be Cindy Lou Who, and I want to say, you know,
Cindy Lou Who, I love it. Or yeah, we can be Senator Amanda Chase. She just called on Trump. She's running for governor in Virginia. She's a state senator, and she said, "Just declare martial law." She's like, "We're ready." I thought, there's one way to do it. Yeah,
that's a fearful thing. Think carefully about what that looks like.
Exactly. But yeah, she said, you know, as recommended by General Flynn, let's just do it. And I thought that was obviously an interesting vantage point. It is. We're desperate, and we need to carefully kind of think out what we do and how we handle these things coming up. And I think we're going to have to rely spiritually, and we're going to have to, like she said, you know, she actually thanked Trump for having a backbone and refusing to concede because the fraud is so well known and it's in so many states. I mean, it's everywhere, actually. And I have to agree with her. I have to give it up for him for having a backbone, because very, very few could do that. And at this point, many would have just said, just throw in the towel. And he hasn't. And I actually think we're in for some surprises in January. So as everybody takes off for Christmas and stuff, just realize I think we're actually, might see some interesting things happen.
Well, use these days mm-hmm. to make a plan. And I echo what you just said. To spiritually fortify ourselves is going to be of tremendous importance.
Yes. Because you know why? Because I think Christians, you know, we have a pretty good sense of what happens eternally and a kind of an eternal perspective. We don't look at government as the God. Now, some do, but most people don't. And most people know who's actually in charge and do not give that credit to government. And so as we need to actually realize that, and we need to understand it, realize it, and get on our knees for this nation. We really do. I don't want to be the generation that trashed it.
No, I don't either. And if it does become trashed, I don't want to have to acknowledge that I helped that along.
Yeah.
I want to go down fighting the good fight.
Yep. Something you can be proud of.
I was telling my kids the other day, we've got Revolutionary mm-hmm. War patriots in our family. I want to do them proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I so appreciate it. And we have the Constitution, so there are so many ways to do that without a civil war. There are so many things we can still do. All right, thank you. Melissa Smith, appreciate you. And on to Susan. Susan's coming up next. And, of course, so much to say and so much to talk about. So hang with us. It's going to get even more interesting. This is the Kate Daly Show.